Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
And a very good afternoon to you if you've just tuned in. It is, of course, Wednesday edition of Heart to Heart with Luko Mukwediputi. It's 22 minutes past one right now, and I am broadcasting live from the NSBC business exhibition that's happening at the Sandton Convention Centre. It's absolutely packed, I must say, but amazing. We cannot take anything away from that. I thought the men would keep up. The first hour was ladies only, and then the second hour started with the gentlemen. So I thought men would just keep coming, but I saw a beautiful lady just drop by. Cleola Kunene, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Luka.
How are you today?
I am great, thank you.
I think women are reminding us, just a couple of days ago was Women's Day, and so we are still ruling even on the seats today. Cleola's coming from JSE. I don't want to assume, because, you know, I was actually, while driving to work, I drove behind a bucky, and it is written ADA, and then SA.SA. And last week I had interviewed somebody from ADASA, so I'm thinking, could this also be pronounced as ADASA? So you must never assume when you see letters that this is exactly what I know. Yes. My assumption, I'm tempted to assume that you are from the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, because this is a business exhibition after all.
Absolutely, from the JSE, Johannesburg Stock Exchange.
Exactly, because I saw JSE. Yes. I must say, my first, my recollection of the JSE was them assisting in high school, when I was still in high school, coming through and teaching. But I must say, somehow, because I was busy running after Christian organizations, you know, I kind of missed it, what it is that you guys do exactly as a student. Though I've come to understand it much older. So I think I want to do justice to my listener right now. Who exactly is Johannesburg Stock Exchange? What are you guys doing? Because I do understand there's a huge influence that you have in our economy, actually, as a whole. So who is the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, and what should pop in my mind when I hear JSE?
So I think the first thing is that we are Africa's largest exchange.
Okay.
We are 18th largest exchange globally.
All right.
By market capitalization, that means the amount of capital that we are able to raise and that flows through the exchange.
All right.
We are also a multi-asset class exchange, which means it's everything that you know from shares in terms of companies listing, debt, but also commodities. You know, in commodities, everything from gold, you know, platinum,
okay,
agriculture. We also trade currencies, currency derivatives, and interest rate derivatives. So it's not just one thing. In addition, we also, you see all these numbers you see on the news, it says things have gone up and down.
We
have indices. So those are our indices. We also have a vast amount of data. As the JSE, that we also distribute, you know, around the world through, you know, for various reasons to various parties.
Okay.
And consider this, you know, people think that trade back, you know, is still like, you know, where people bid live and you see those guys
exactly
in the movies. No, it's digital, right?
All right.
So consider trade basically happens as fast as you blink. There could be 100,000 trades, right? So this is an incredible exchange with an amazing platform, very robust and robust regulation.
Okay.
In addition, we have one of the most sophisticated post-trading clearing and settlement, which means when you want to get your money and you're selling your shares,
okay,
you get your money, right?
All right?
You know, so it's very sophisticated risk management. And then in terms of why we're here today is because we have
I love you, because I was about to ask exactly that. Why exactly are you here? So you're running ahead of me.
Yeah.
Please go ahead and tell us why exactly are you here.
Okay, so we have a very strong focus in terms of supporting SMEs. As you know, in terms of our economy, we need SMEs to grow and grow sustainably. And as the JSE, we, in terms of our national agenda focus, have placed a lot of emphasis and support behind SMEs.
Okay.
We have an acceleration program where we scale medium-sized companies, and we scale companies, you know, that are ready to scale very rapidly. That includes even international market access, funding access, etc. And it's done incredibly well, where we've seen significant revenue growth of companies in our accelerator for the past few years. And then in addition, we also have different training solutions and development solutions for small businesses,
okay,
small to medium. And one of the core ones that we're really trying to focus on, and what I'm speaking about at 3 o'clock is around funding readiness and funding access,
which is very important for these SMEs.
Yes, exactly.
I think everybody's ears are like, hey, I need to hear which direction to go.
and if you consider, you know, everybody says, yes, there's a lot of funding in the country. There's a lot of funding globally. There's a lot of money in the world as it goes, right? However, if you look at what funders are looking for and where companies are, there's a gap. So we try to really help companies to understand the requirements, and then we work with funders and bring funders along to help bridge that gap, right?
So when you bring the funders, there must be readiness.
Yes, exactly. And so if you look at in our country, on average, we see funding approval, whether it's you're trying to get debt or equity or anything, right?
Okay.
It's on average about 37% in terms of approvals. Mm-hmm. However, we've seen, and we rolled this out last year in the Western Cape, and we saw an increase in terms of our approach, and we managed to get a 62% success rate. Yes.
Sure.
Which is incredible, right?
It is.
And that's because of funding readiness. So it is rigorous. We do work with the companies. We also have online training, which gives you the opportunity to go through the training in your own time.
Yeah.
And you don't have to pay for it. You can go online, you register on our website, Capital Matching, you go through the training. And even if you've just started your business, I always recommend go through the training so that you understand what are the things that you need to put in place from the beginning.
Yeah.
So that when you do need funding, you can access it easier. Companies say, they apply to multiple people. They didn't get access to funding,
exactly.
Right? And then they go a year struggling, even if you're trying to get ESD funding or grant funding. You know, the fact of the matter is, regardless of the type of funding you're looking for, there is due process. There are requirements. So we really try and inform and equip and enable the company to get as ready as possible, right? So that they can access the right type of funding for their business. Because there's also so many different types of funding as well.
Maybe, Cleola, I think it's important for you to just say, maybe there's somebody listening right now and they're running a business and they're hearing you talking about readiness. I understand you're talking later on and it's one of the things that you're going to touch on. But what does it mean? What does it look like for a business? Because I think sitting here at the back of my mind, I'm thinking, does this have to do with the financial of the business? Does it have to do with how I run my business? What I'm going to do with that money at a later stage? Because one, you know, sometimes people will say, but I've got my documentations ready. So what is she talking about? What does it really take for me to be ready as a business? Maybe just for a lame person right now.
Yes.
Quickly just tell us, what does it look like? What is it perhaps that I need to look out for as a business to ready myself? Because again, I always complain about this to the listeners. We bring out opportunities there to say, hey, if you're a business, come forth. And they don't even come to such gatherings as these because they're thinking, oh, you know, the petrol's good at Joburg. And but there's so much for you in here. So what does it really look like?
So I think let's start with what is funding?
Okay.
And what are the different types of funding?
Mm-hmm.
If we look at the funding landscape, I mean, most people, first thing they think of is a loan. They think of debt, right? Or they think, oh, I want to go to the government. Maybe I can get a grant.
Yes.
But funding in itself, the funding options, understanding the different type of funding options is critical.
Okay.
So what is purchase order financing and what is required for purchase order financing versus invoice financing? What are the different types of debt structures and what are the different types of repayment structures for the different types of debt, right? What is equity and what are the different type of equity requirements? What is a mandate for someone who is giving funding? And you need to understand that because you could go, say, for instance, you want to go to a venture capital. Venture capital, we know, has started maturing in South Africa.
Yeah.
We can say, oh, I want to go to a VC. Okay, what does that VC invest in?
Oh, okay.
So do you understand what their strategy is? And so you could go to a VC that invests in tech, but they could say to you, no, but we only invest in tech that is specifically health tech. Right? Or even if we say, okay, we invest in agriculture, well, they'll say, okay, we only invest in secondary agriculture or primary agriculture. So the first thing is to understand the lay of the land. What are the different funding options?
Yeah.
So that you actually know what is out there.
If
right?
you are within that scale as well.
Exactly. And then secondly is understanding what is right for your business and where you are at. Seed funding and ideation funding are not the same thing, right?
Okay.
Series A funding and Series B funding is not the same. I'm talking about, and I'm starting to use a little bit of jargon here, so we unpack these things in funding readiness so that you actually understand what people are talking about and you're not wasting, because the time, effort, money that it takes you as an entrepreneur to actually get funding, right? Think about it. How much time are you spending completing all these forms? How much time are you spending getting all these documents together? Time that you should be spending on your business. Listen. And now you're getting decline after decline after decline. And you're thinking, oh, you know, it's hard to get funding.
It's just not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. It's hard to get funding because, number one, you don't even understand what's required.
Yeah.
And then let's get into yes. How much do you need? Right?
Yeah.
And do you really understand how much you need?
Yeah.
And more importantly, what are you going to do with that money?
What are you going to do with that money?
Yes, because funding is not there to pay your salaries.
Exactly.
Right? If you cannot run your business and pay your salaries already, why would I give you money?
That's my point exactly, because some are thinking funding so we can start getting, you know, an income from that money.
No. The funding, think about it this way. Funding is there to grow your business.
To mobilize the business.
Yes. So if you're saying, for instance, okay, I want to grow, right? Or let's say, okay, you have an idea and you want to, and I know people, for instance, in let's say manufacturing, right?
Yeah.
Or they want to do green energy. They're saying, I want to do feasibility. You want feasibility funding? You want to test your product,
okay,
your idea?
All right.
That funding is going to go exactly to that. It's not going to go to you.
Yeah.
And again, it's the business's money. It's not your money.
It's not your money.
So how is the business optimizing that money? And in addition, if you are going to go for debt, can you afford it?
Exactly.
Right? It's not just about your credit history.
Yeah.
It's about, can you in that moment, if you get that debt, can you, or is it going to cripple you?
Yeah.
So I always say, first thing you need to ask yourself is, am I ready for the marriage? Not for the wedding day when I get the money in the bank account.
Exactly.
Am I ready for the marriage?
Yeah.
And worst of all, am I ready for the divorce? Because if things go wrong,
then what happens?
Then what happens?
Yeah.
So we even touch on the legal aspects of funding.
Okay.
We touch on the financial requirements, what are the things that you need, you know, management accounts, all of those things, what are ratios. But we touch on also legal. What is required from you? And how does your business plan, because you may have a business plan, but how does your business plan speak to your funding requirements and your growth strategy? And even sales and marketing. People will say, why do you have sales and marketing? Because you're saying you're going to grow by X number of clients.
Yeah.
Is that feasible? Does it really make sense?
And it's not being negative. You don't start having pipe dreams. Yeah. You become practical with your business strategy.
Exactly.
Man.
So there's a lot that I can touch on.
Yeah.
But I think in a nutshell, funding readiness is a key requirement for anyone, no matter which state of your business you're in.
Yeah.
And what we try and do is make it as practical as possible.
Okay.
And then once we select companies, we see companies are funding readiness, we select some of the companies, and then we work with those companies one-on-one for the capital matching initiative.
All right, so clearly before I let you go, somebody's listening right now and they'd love to, you know, get some of these opportunities also when you guys take out word. How do they keep in touch with JSE? How do they follow what's on there? What opportunities are at their disposal?
Yes.
Any websites, any contacts that you can share with us?
Absolutely. So we have on our website, on the JSE website, it's called SME Rise, but you can just search JSE Capital Matching. Very simple. JSE Capital Matching. This year, we have 3 capital matching events happening between October and November in 3 different provinces. And let me tell you, we already have about 15 funders that are on board and are ready to give access to capital.
Can you guys hear that? Pretty please jump onto that website immediately. Cleo, thank you so much for your time, Sudhi, and all the best for your talk later.
Thank you.
As easy as the touch of a button, The message of life on 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.